Yeah, I would deposit the check and tell him to take a hike.
Not monthly. Thank you for the check. No, you don't get tonight in money. You owe me money. I don't think he gets to make it tonight. Can make it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what? It was a cup.
What do you buy? What do you buy?
The taco place, you know, it's in the short spot you saw?
Yeah.
A lesser coffin bought it.
The construction guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like 2 months ago.
And?
He looks like a taco.
No, he doesn't. He can't fit.
He's the middle, he's the end.
Crack with the pickle.
That's not okay. Well, I wish him well.
Because he's not doing construction anymore?
Yes.
Yes, it goes together. It's a Mexican
if you can
mix.
Build a house, you can build a taco.
Yeah, it's a running business.
So Yitzchak. Anyway,
he'd buy a job. He would a business.
Today's share is sponsored. Oh, I gotta hang this up.
If you put it on the table, it should be sticky enough to just stick right onto the wall.
You
after.
Guys walk in and give you money?
Good morning, Chaim Michael Ben Rushi. You here for Yom Kippur?
By dress.
The dresses don't get sick of you?
Never.
They have room for you?
Plenty.
You're joking.
Yeah.
They put him in the end quarter somewhere where they don't see him, so it's no problem, you know what I mean? They have the maid take care of you. Eating the suda there too, or eating by your kids?
I think the suda there too, yeah.
Your kids are not insulted?
The kids see me all the time.
They get sick.
Thank God.
Ah. Okay.
They're like families. You know?
The bris is going to be after laning.
They're laning. Ready for muscle?
In shul?
Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful.
It has 10 minutes.
It's not. No, it's not.
Whatever it is, it is.
We lose out all the time we save.
No,
minimum
gains.
Yeah.
I don't know, what's the, whatever it is.
You're ending 7:33 anyway.
Uh-huh.
You're not going home before Shkia.
Exactly.
I grew up with an 18-minute break on a good year. 10 minute on a bad year.
Just enough to run to the bathroom.
Sure.
You go to the bathroom. You just can't.
It's very early. So.
Not to the Rosh Hashiva that I know. We got to start already. That's another whole level of Rosh Hashiva.
The level of jokes, what's going to be next week.
All day tomorrow, Machi's going to be mad on behalf of the welcome there.
If there's a guy that davens tough and he really, you know, Mamela, a guy who has this insidious plot, he's going
to
show his bachrim and teach them.
It starts with an insidious seriousness, and then it ends up with a. Yeah. Well, this year, Sarah Bateva is Friday night. We're back to a yeshiva. He's around this year. By the time we finish this year, Masi Yom Kippur, Rabbi Blaze, they finish. You know what I mean?
No, he finishes on time.
He finishes 60, exactly 60.
That's Meyer 60.
Meyer 60.
We
down Meyer 50. We down Meyer. No, he said he finishes at 72. Finish 72. Meyer 72. 60.
No.
Yeah.
Then he finishes 60.
No. No, he finishes 72. That's where he finishes.
Okay, well, that's what it's.
Exactly 72.
Being about Canada takes 25 minutes, but this place.
Yeah. Yeah, especially over there. You know, it's the only thing you want.
What are we doing once a day?
This guy's already eating. What are you doing with being about Canada for?
No, they're not eating.
Not them, but in the world, it's not like.
In Monroe Yeshiva, we had Yenachem light over there. Kids are milling the Ela. The guy's taking the showers. There's the 1 year they decided we're gonna go. You know, a little extra. You know, the guy held 50. I know what the guy held. There were three guys in the shower. They're ready by 60, taking a quick shower before the. So we could, you know, get out fast.
Big deal. In England, we had that third mincha.
At home. They were back home already.
Okay. Omer Maxim and Ona Esther. Brian DeMaria must be as a Yakim and from it. Thank you. For the part. Parsonage. Steven Shana Minna. By the way, I'm just letting you know the caffeine this year is a little problem.
Why?
When are you taking caffeine at night? 5:30. Kol Nidra is before 6, right? What time is Kol Nidra?
We are all
here. Come in at 6:13. Means you're coming here at 5:45 already.
So you can take a right before.
It means at 5:45 in the morning you're getting a dose of caffeine.
No.
The whole neighborhood would be whoop.
6 hours.
We're up.
You're taking it a half hour earlier than last year.
6 hours.
You're taking it a half hour earlier than last
year. You'll call me in the morning. Talk to me.
You're deeply asleep and your bed comes out a little bit in the belly.
I heard a lot of people that are up all night because of it. So is it about your bailo?
It's not 12 hours.
It's in the mind.
It starts at 12 hours.
Shum Rachaleo, Aram Mangilo, So Sasha was Masha. Doesn't say anything on this thing. Guy makes it in his bathroom. There's no directions.
It doesn't say
nothing. There's no direction. Never made a direction in his life. Hello. He mixes his own mix.
Not a thing.
What it's made out of.
Not a thing. Whatever rumors are going around, they're all rumors.
Now what?
That it starts 12
hours. On the bottom of every box is a big smiley face. You guys think there's really something in here. Oh, yeah, you tell me. Yeah, this
doesn't work.
It's not something you could deny.
It's literally a game changer.
Yeah, but it could be a Democrat in there. Kava handle by Yehudis, Michal, Michal Dom, Michal Nashir. You found one touch because it was old school.
So much better.
He feels like he's giving up the Gava.
He walks around like this.
I mean, you do.
Yeah, I also do.
Take the thing, you be like a man.
I also do.
I happen to have used.
I have an actual one.
Don't forget the talents, by the way.
By the way, the shul.
I have an extra one if you want.
Should put up a charm for the kids.
Charm for the kids?
What? The whole school's going to stink and smell.
Beautiful.
Where do you come up with these things?
This is
getting out of control. We make a kiddush for the kids.
Back and forth.
It's just his idea. We put up charms on the shul for the kids.
We should have a program to have in young Israel's
kiddush.
The
youth minion. Yeah.
We
should have the youth minion.
We should have.
100% we should.
You don't really care about the youth. You just care.
Hello, you know what?
No.
Let the kids
no.
have the shul. We'll take the minion on the side for all.
Whatever you want. But there should be a separate minion for the youth minion. 1,000,000% there should be.
What?
So what are the kids doing? Yeah.
They don't daven for the Amid. They don't lane. They don't learn how to. Or they don't get practice in laning. They don't get davening for the Amid. They don't have their own.
Nothing.
Zich.
There's nothing in the shul that's
1,000,000%
the kids.
But most of them don't go nowadays.
Meaning you go to out of town community. They focus on the kids. There's nothing here that focuses on the kids.
Anyway, okay, you ready to roll?
That's the one thing wrong with the shul.
Fine. It's a little late. Let's start. At least we could start the mission. I don't know if we can finish with you guys going around over here. The way you guys are bequeathing.
No, he has good charts.
The way you guys are bequeathing. It's a word last night that everybody was using, so I think it's a word that's going to get you here. Just bequeath now. Okay, anyway.
We're waiting for Matt.
So, there's Alokha and Taira. Let's start. You came a little late. We're not now time to talk. So, Vel B'nai Yisrael Dav Lemer. Vel B'nai Yisrael Dav Lemer.
It's a steer.
Nah. He's got a full trunk full of kreplach. Vel B'nai Yisrael Dav Lemer. Ish Kiyomus of Ein Eloi. Huh? You ready? Vel B'nai Yisrael Dav Lemer. Ish Kiyomus of Ein Eloi. So a guy dies and he has no son. Now just realize that the whole halacha that a daughter yarshins came from an oitzalafchad. Originally it wasn't like that. It was just a son yarshins and a daughter is hung to dry. They came and they said lamani gara, and Hashem Taka said you're right. You're 100% right. And he put it into the Torah. So if you don't have a son, it goes to the father's brother. To the brothers, uncles.
Uncles. The dead guy's uncles.
Und sie haben ein Leib Bas, und sie haben ein Kostel Lechow.
Wir haben
ein Leib Achim, und sie haben ein Kostel Lechayoviv. That means his uncles. Right?
That was after, is this is his wife. What happened
before? Before where?
This is the chain of command.
I don't know, it was before Mount Tyra. Before Mount Tyra. That was before Mount Tyra.
I don't know what happened to the properties.
There was no properties. It's only by Yerusha Saaretz. It was only by Yerusha Saaretz. They wanted to have Chilek in Eretz Yisrael.
Sounds like nobody, the uncles wouldn't get it either. She was coming and hiding it with a whole family.
Right, because the whole parasha was said when we went to Eretz Yisrael.
There was nothing to give over.
Yeah. V'mein achim la'aviv, v'nasan zachosel l'she'er ha'kor v'elob v'mishpachtoy v'yarish oiso v'hoisel v'nei Yisrael. So, the father gets it, there's no kids. There's no kids. Well, I was going to get that in a minute. So, father gets it, there's no kids. Yeah. The father gets it, there's no kids. And now, interesting thing to note is that you could have a father yashin, a son yashins the father. If the son is not here, his son yashins his father. Or his daughter yashins the father. I mean, his kids come.
Well,
yes.
The grandfather?
Yes.
You talking about the grandfather?
Yes. Means a grandson and a granddaughter yashin before a daughter. Which means a guy has a daughter and a son.
Even if he died before the father.
Right.
Who died before the father?
The son.
The father died before the grandfather.
Right. Correct. So. Yeah, it's Yerusha. Yerusha is Yerusha. Yerusha is even when you're dead. Some of these kids yashin when he's dead. They get that tchus. So it's an interesting thing. Guy has a daughter and a son. The guy's alive. Everything's great. The son dies. Then the grandfather dies. There's a daughter and a son. The son dies. He has four kids.
Four girls.
Two sons and a girl, whatever it is. Those kids die. They have kids. And then the daughter's still alive and the grandfather died and he has hundreds of millions of dollars. Great-granddaughter gets all the money.
The great-granddaughter,
ten generations later, will get all the money.
Well, she's the only one. There's no brothers.
A big thing. Now, it's an interesting halacha. One more point that I'm bringing out. Chaim Oiz has a tshuva. There was a lady who her husband died, and he left over money, a lot of money in the bank. The kid said, the wife does not yashin the husband. The kids yashin the wife does not yashin the husband. The kids yashin the father. That's the way it is in the Torah. So she left her money in the bank. The kid said, all the money is ours. Torah. The wife says, that's very nice. I'm not releasing the money out of the bank. I'm the only one who could sign it out of the bank. So the kid came to the bank and said, listen, the Torah says this is very nice, but we go with the law, and the law is that it's her money. So until you get her to sign out, we can't give you the money. They went to Reb Shlomo Hyman. Reb Shlomo Hyman went to Reb Chaim Moise. And Reb Chaim Moise said that you're not understanding what the method of a bank is. A bank is not a place that holds on to your money. If a bank just holding your money as a pikadon, then it belongs to the kids. It's a Yerusha. Yerusha goes to the kids. That's the halacha. A bank has a right to use your money. They're not holding your money. They're using your money. So it's a business deal. Business transaction is not Yerusha. That's not Yerusha. That's what Chaim Oiz Paskin.
Really?
Yes. And he said it goes to the wife and it doesn't go to the kids. Money in the bank, that's what Chaim Oiz held. It was a big thing. Big tumma in the what's it called? It goes to the what's it called? Yisrael. The Chabura got you something. Did I get the right one? Tell me I got the. Tell me. Tell me. That's 48. You're joking me. I have no idea. I went into the store. I got four. I said, I don't know what the guy is. Can I give him both? He's like, not if he's a real bubba. If you give him both, you're done. Nice picture, huh? Moshe, I have Howard Stern. Whole poster, you know what I mean? I have no idea. I don't know who you are.
Steinfeld.
I
can't see.
Oh, wow. Nice.
For the camera. for $24.99.
The only one left.
Oh, does I put left the price on?
And what's his name, man?
The only one connected still to the road is Shuli.
You got you one in the sukkah, no? Is on the button? Mm-hmm. The
anyway, Machi, I have one for you also. Oh, gorgeous picture. They don't have one of Shlomo. They only have a single Herb Shlomo. They don't have a whole collage.
The sukkah they have over there.
Who's your yeshiva?
No.
The
guy that keeps the kids.
Oh, Yisrael's Rosh Hashiva. We'll get defrock him.
We have to get
the hot picture this year is Rabbi Vremel. Vremel Osman is all over the place. He's all over the place. Anyway.
Did he left pictures at the time when he was alive?
I don't know. There's pictures of him.
You know the best seller.
They don't have videos.
Videos, yeah.
What's the bestseller?
What do you think?
I don't know.
At least fantasy.
What?
It is?
You in the video.
We're not talking.
Hello,
we're not talking about that.
Okay. Gesh Neuchlin Umanchilin. So now we're going to go in.
Money the bank has a new home.
Yeah. Going to this thing. I don't know how we paskin. That's how he paskin. Also, another side note, when a father dies, you make a Baruch Dynamis. If he has money, if you're an only son, you make a Shachiyanu also. If there's other brothers, you make a Teva Meitiv. The halacha today is that we're not noig to make the bracha. Even if there's money, we don't make the bracha. The question is, if a father yashins a son, because that's the halacha, he has no kids, and he has money, does the father make a Shachiyanu like that? So that, the older player, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you don't, because it's a peronius that a father should yashin a son. So even if he got money, it's a peronius. And the Gemara is going to say in a minute about that. Yesh Neuchlin Manchilin. So we have four different categories. Yesh Neuchlin Manchilin. There are those that inherit and beherit. Or however you say the other word, bequeath. Yesh Neuchlin Manchilin. So they inherit and they get, they take and get. Yes. Yesh Neuchlin V'loy Manchilin. There are those that give, but they don't get. Manchilin, they get, but they v'loy neuchlin. Loy neuchlin manchilin, neither. Ve'elu neuchlin manchilin. Who are the ones that get and give? Two-way street. Ha'av is abanim, the father with the kids. Ha'abanim is av. The kids with the father, which means that, and this is only if there's no, kids. That if the son has no children, his kids go first, and then his father goes.
Whose kids? He has no kids.
A dead guy's kids.
He has no kids.
If he has no kids, his father gets it, but his kids get first. So Reuven Miller told me he has been in for a while. He thinks he's come back this parak. I said, do me a favor, wait for next parak. Reuven dies, Shimon comes. You know, I just start all over again. I'll never see him again.
Isn't this kind of the bubble of a fight now?
You ready?
When it goes down a generation or back, right?
No. What are you talking about?
You know which one
bubble
is?
Charlie, I think
it was
45.
Let's go. You have no idea. Tom's a litvak about a fight. He can't understand. He has no idea. He thinks they ate chon the wrong way. You know what I mean?
Right. According to Yerusha, it goes to 45. According to...
If you want to go with him, right.
Isn't that his whole...
Bank. I think it was on the
who says that Rebbe's go with Yerusha? It's not money. Well, now, who's handling money?
It's always about money.
I didn't want to go there, but you guys went there, but...
I don't think we go
dove in.
Specific when they say it's not about the money, then it's always.
Guys, we got a lot to do.
Hey, you brought the picture here.
Va'abonim is av. Ha'av is abonim, abonim is av. Va'achim in av, the father's, a paternal brother, Neuchlin u'machilin.
Take a second.
Va'achim in av neichlin u'manchilin.
He's been inserting stuff the whole time and just tuning him out. I'm like, no, I should listen.
Well, we'll be thrilled to hear if we take that out.
V'achem in ha'av, neichen u'man chilin. Ha'ish es imoy. A guy yashens his mother. V'ish es ishtoy. You yashen his wife. The wife does not yashen the guy. U'v'nei achoyos. V'nei achoyos means your nephews from your sister. Neuchlin v'le manchilin. They inherit. They not inherit.
They inherit, but they don't give over to you.
Neuchlin.
They get, but they don't give.
Right. So ha'isha is banel, va'isha is bailo. So a wife to a son, and a wife to
their mother, so doesn't go back.
Right. Maternal. Ha'isha is banel, va'isha is bailo, va'achia aim manchilin v'le neuchlin. They give, but they don't inherit. V'achim and aim, that is maternal, right? V'achim and aim loin noichel lemachilin. They get nothing. They're totally out. So the whole yichus, the Rambam says this 100 times over here. It's mishpachas aim ain't a kur mishpacha. He says, what's the lashon of the pasuk? Gemara, he brings. It brings it all over the place. Okay. Now it's interesting. The Rashbam says a very interesting sequence of events that he brings down from the Torah's that he uses the Shvatim as a mashal. He says, "Kigoyin Ruvain shenasa Sarach bas Asher. Ruvain, the Shevet Ruvain, married Sarach bas Asher, which is the daughter of Asher. Means married his niece." The Yodel in Naphtali, he had a son Naphtali. Umes Naphtali b'lei banim, his son died without kids. So Reuven, his father, yashens him. If he doesn't have a father, so who do you give it to? The brother of Naphtali. So that's because the Achav Shal Naphtali.
Reuven is in the Shevet.
Reuven? Yeah.
But not Naphtali. Right.
No, he had a son Naphtali. He has a brother Naphtali and a son Naphtali. Right, zadas when a zada chosel achiv shal Naphtali, so you give v'im ele achim zada chosel achi aviv, dahinu asher, aviimoi, so you end up giving it to your grandfather, who's your mother's father because he married his niece, who's his father's brother, because the father's brothers are the one that yashin. But the point what he's saying v'im ele achiv aviv the ain asher kayim. When it's not in the chosel, korav elov, nimtza serach, the hainu bnei asher or bnois asher, im ein loy banim, the hainu serach yureshes bana. So it comes out that it's interesting how he uses the pasuk.
It's only working because of her father.
Only work because of her father. It means he's trying. That's what he's trying to point out. He's trying to point out that a maternal does not get. It's all only fraternal. From the paternal, I have no idea. Anyway, you're mixing me up, Charlie. You're mixing me up good. The Mishnah starts off very weird. Mishnah starts off with a father yarshens the son bereisha. Listening habonim es ha'av bereisha. Say the normal thing is that a father dies first, and the son. And the son, yashens. And Rashbam says two things over here. He says, first of all, Bereishim says, "Na'am neichel asaben umach lebeishim neichel av lebnoi nitzah shmeis aben b'chay av l'niach ben ahu zera liyosha l'fich av liyosha v'zu klolohi k'sha'adam meis b'loi banim v'gam k'sha'av roi misa benoi." It's a twofold problem. The fact that you're saying that the father's yashens the son, you're inferring it's klar that the son has no kids, which is a klal in itself, and also that the father yashin is a son, the father saw a son die, that's also a klal. That's not the regular way of the world. Regular way of the world is where a son dies before the father.
Isn't that what the Gemara says? No.
So, the what? So the Gemara continues, there are two, it's it's a twofold problem, but it's really a threefold problem, is what I'm saying. Okay. Rishbam says it's a threefold problem. It's twofold, but it's threefold. Chodat Aschul Peronis Lemaschilinim, that the way Aschul Peronis is that the father should see a kid die.
1A, 1B.
But really, it's also that there's no kids, the son didn't have any children. That's also another aspect over here. The third one is Va'oid, Kirsiv, Ish Kiyamus, Uvein Enloi. And we learn out from that pasuk, the Rishbam says, you see clearly in the pasuk that if he did have a son, he would yarshin. So the Torah is telling you clearly first the halacha that a son yarshins. So why would you start the Mishnah that the father yarshin a son if first of all it's Piranius, and second of all the pasuk is clearly not like that. So Gemara says from the pasuk you don't have a problem. I did asle midrasha is chavivale. Which means there's a drasha, and a drasha where you toil over a limud is more chavav than a direct pasuk. So since there's a drasha here, we'll see what the drasha is in a minute, we'd rather learn from the drasha. You know, so the kasha you asked about the pasuk, that's not a kasha. Because even though it's on a forager pasuk, so really we should go with the way the pasuk is, but we'd rather learn from the drasha than learn from the pasuk. The first part, a school of Piranha, so that the Gemara didn't answer. And the Gemara doesn't answer that. I don't know what the pshat is. I didn't see a pshat. But the Gemara doesn't answer that. It seems to be, I guess that's not, I don't know. I understand, but you didn't answer the kasha. I saw a drush. Somebody says, I asked him, drush chavivale is telling you that if you learn, midrash chavivale, you won't have this issue of a school in Peransu. That's the drush, but that's not pshat in the Gemara. Why should it override that? It's not even addressing it. So what? I don't know. What?
It's still Paranusa. It's still Paranusa.
Umay drasha. What now?
Again.
So the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "What's the drasha?" The Tanya, she'eroi. So we have a pasuk over here, the bottom pasuk. It says, "V'im ein achim l'avim nesatim l'chosay she'eroi hakarav elov mishpachtoi." She'eroi hakarav elov is what we're handling over here. So Gemara says, "Umay, I'd ask him drasha chavivalei. My drasha tana she'eroi zeha av melam she'av koydem lo'achen." How do you say that's a av? So Rishbam says, "Shalmeis v'ashmin kro she'av pa'am she'yosh." No, next one. Somebody says something. Why she'eroi the father?
Over here.
Oh, and the next pasuk over here. Right. So once the she'er, so she'er means father, right? She'er is zera av. Lam she'av kodin la'achem. Yochol ye kodin la'ben. So maybe, if you're taking it so far, so why are you saying that the son has no kids, has kids, the father's yashin? Maybe he's yashin first. Father should come first. Yochol kodin la'ben. Tam le'ma korov, korov kodin. The one who's closest to the son,
to
the mace, he comes first. Umari iso the rabbis ben. So why do you say that the son is closer than the father? Lahotzi es ha'ach. Now it's taking out the ach. We're saying that the way it works is there's the pasuk started off ish ki yamos v'ein einloi v'ervat v'chos lebitoi v'ein loy bas v'nasat v'chos le'achiv. So it goes to his brother. So his brothers are further than the son. Why? Maybe the brother should be closer to the son. So Gemara says,
"No, the father.
No, the brother.
Why are you putting the son in front of the why are you putting the son in front of the father and not the brothers in front of the father also?
No,
yeah.
I'm saying father's second, right after the son. Why not after the brothers?
Uncles.
Means the uncle should go first.
Who's
uncle?
The dead person's
brother should go first. Yeah. That's what we're asking.
Before the father.
Before the father, yeah. So first is the son, then is the father." No, not first the son. Yeah. There's no son. No, right.
So why not?
So So why not the brothers of the mace? So Gemara says, "Ma ben Yisab ben shekin kam takas aviv liado." No, the son is considered a karuv, close, because he comes liado, which means that if a father does kedushin on a amavriya, so he and he could use the same mois kedushin. You don't have to give him new money. He could use the same mois kedushin. Just say Ariam Mekadeshus or whatever you say. And he could wrap it up. You the Bayam of Ria.
What? So you see the son can.
The son could take over the Amar Ria without giving Kesef Kedushin. He used the false Kesef Kedushin. Yeah.
Okay.
Even that's Yerusha. So you see that he's instead of the father, and also Steachuza that he's also instead of the father to be paid to the field. So Gemara says, Adiraba, Marba Ani Yisaach. She can come takas achiv liyibum. It's not true. The brother is closer.
So Yir is out to Yerusha?
Yeah.
So then what's the Gemara's kasha of Yibum? That's not a Yerusha thing.
I know, but it's...
Then the Ben...
Bimakan, Bimkan.
What do you mean?
Right, so it's not Yerusha. That's what I'm getting at.
Gemara's saying he's even better. Yerusha's better.
But so he takes right over the brother. He's mamish instead of the brother.
Trying to bring a riot to Yerusha from the case of you.
No,
Yerusha,
trying to mean that he's Karav Kaidan. That he's closer.
More in place.
He's more in place because he just takes the brother right over.
Yeah,
so Marban is Ach, she can't come, Takas Achel Yibam.
What's
the case of Ste'achuza? Ste'achuza is that there's a halacha that the if the father makdish it, and then he's poid it. So Gemara says, "Can talk klum yesh yibum el makush ein." No, marban is ach can come talks achil yibum. So the ma'ase you see that he's better, he's closer. So Gemara says, "Klum yesh yibum el makush ein ben." Yeah, funny guy. The whole reason, the whole time, there's yibum is only if there's no kid. If there's a kid, there's no yibum. So you see that the kid is what constitutes the yibum. Hamakush yesh ben and yibum. So Gemara says, "Time deika hai pircho." See, what you're telling me is that if not for this kasha, you would say that the father, the uncle is closer than the son. And then the Gemara continues, I don't understand. We said two things. We said yud, and we said steachuza. And you have one thing, yibum. So why would you think, even if you're right, there is yibum, you are close. But this son has two things.
No, so it has nothing to do with closeness.
No, so... Two against one. Two miles or 1 mile, he's obviously closer.
But even if Yibam is,
forget about the son. Don't answer with the son. But two against one, you always go with the two. And the Gemara continues on tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow night. Anyway, I hope the Oyam is Meichel me. I'm not so good with my words. Sometimes I could say the wrong thing.
Really?
I don't know what you're talking about. So I'm asking for this year and for the whole next year. I'll talk to you next year, Erev Yom Kippur.
Did you get honey
we'll go further. I got honey cake.
Then we're Meichel.
Nope. Only forget a good piece.
What size?
You wouldn't understand the Gemara quite as well as that you were.
What?
You wouldn't be understanding the Gemara as well.
I good bench. Yo, you here for him, Kippur? Kippur in Lakewood, you know what I mean? You finished 2 hours after Shkia. Where are we up to over here?
Friday, baby.
We did the Ahava yesterday, the love. Come on, Chloe Kishir Hashem Shemaim. Love is in tennis, right? Come on, Chloe Kishir Hashem Shemaim. Any fight that's Hashem Shemaim, save for the sky. Mishayin Hashem Shemaim ain't save for the sky. Eiz Machlokes Hashem Shemaim is Machlokes Hil v'Shamayim. That's Hashem Shemaim. They're arguing over legit things. Mishayin Hashem Shemaim, you argue with your wife. Zu Machlokes Karach v'Aladas. Right, if you're arguing just because you're jealous.
No. Karach v'Aladas. It's only a one-sided fight. It doesn't say Hil and Shamayim like the two sides. It's Karach v'Aladas. That's only one side.
But the point is because of Kina, no?
No, the point is because it was Ein Hashem Shemayim. But it's only a one-sided fight because the other side was... It was...
He's tired.
35. One more minute.
40?
So are you?
It's in my back
pocket. I'm the bro.
Can't blame me on that one.